Chapter 1. Darius. I brought us back to King's Hollow, riding on the energy of the stars as the stardust swept us away from the cliff, and my father, and the horrors that had happened there. The Vega twins appeared in front of me as my feet hit the wooden floor in the central room of the huge treehouse that the other heirs and I had claimed for our own personal sanctuary. I'd never thought I'd bring Roxy here, but I'd needed somewhere safe to bring them, and this was the only place in the world where I'd ever felt entirely out of my father's reach. Lance looked at me as he appeared by my side, his forehead furrowed with concern, and so many questions that he didn't seem to have the energy to voice any of them. Roxy pushed herself to her feet, the blue robe I'd wrapped around her slipping off of her bare shoulder.
"Where have you brought us now?"
she asked, her voice strong, but her eyes darting around nervously. She thought I'd taken her somewhere to hurt her again, and the idea of that carved a fissure right through the center of me. "We're back at the academy," I said quickly. "You're safe. You're both safe now." I trailed off, unsure what they even thought had happened to them after my father had forced that dark coercion on them. He'd made them forget what he'd done, so maybe they were just confused or...
"Your father is a goddamn psychopath,"
Gwendolina hissed, glaring at me as she shifted closer to her sister, taking her hand. "I know," I said, my voice hollow because that was the truth I'd lived with my whole life and it didn't even matter. Power was everything in Solaria, and Father was one of the four most powerful Fae currently alive, at least until I completed my training and was able to challenge him. But that day seemed further and further away with each passing moon. And now that he'd harnessed the shadows, he'll be more powerful than the other counselors. He could claim the crown for himself alone. "Fuck," I spat, turning and stalking to the far side of the room as I pushed my hands through my hair. I started pacing, the blue robe I wore swishing around my legs in an irritating as hell way until I tore the damn thing off of me and headed for the chest in the corner of the room where we kept the spare clothes. If I had an aura for every outfit I destroyed when shifting into my dragon form, I'd probably be twice as rich as I was now. I threw the chest open and grabbed a pair of black sweatpants before pulling them on. I flinched in surprise as Roxy appeared beside me, but she didn't even look at me as she dropped her robe too, revealing her body like it made no difference to her at all before she yanked a red t-shirt on. It was mine, so it swamped her, hanging to her mid-thigh like a dress. I opened my mouth to say something, but I wasn't even sure where to start. Before I could say anything, Lance beat me to it.
"Do you remember anything, Blue?"
he asked slowly, his voice gentler than I thought I'd ever heard it. I turned to look his way in surprise and found him reaching towards Gwendolina like he wasn't sure if he should touch her or not.
"Like what?"
she asked, her voice trembling slightly.
"The part where we were kidnapped? Or how we were forced into that pit? The bit where the shadows tried to drag us down? Or how we managed to pull each other back away from them? Maybe the part where we finally emerged into our order forms? Or are you referring to the way Lionel tried to coerce us to forget all of it?"
"You remember?" I asked, my eyes widening as I looked to Roxy beside me, wondering if she did too. She gave a sharp nod, her gaze not turning towards me but staying fixed on her sister across the room. "How?" Father had used dark coercion on me more than once, and I couldn't fight it off. He used dark magic to strengthen the power of his words. It was why I couldn't tell the other heirs the details of what he did to me. He'd used it to make me stay still while he was beating me before. Even the pain of my bones breaking wasn't enough to motivate me to tear through it. I thought it was impossible.
"It was our order," Roxy said grimly. "Apparently, our fire can burn right through bullshit."
A laugh spread from my lips before I could stop it. My father had just fed her to the shadows. Her order had emerged, and her body had been turned into a conduit for the dark power he'd stolen from the Shadow Realm. And yet she was still biting at me. I caught hold of her without thinking about it and dragged her into my arms, crushing her against my chest. My heart leapt as she pressed her cold hands to my skin, and I kissed the top of her head as relief spilled through me. She should have died,